Okay, Tara, so I've been dying to hear about your trip to Vegas. How was it?
Oh my gosh, it was great.
Yeah?
Well, I'm not normally a Vegas person. I'm not a fan of Vegas, just not really for me. I mean, you walk a mile through each of the casinos by the time you can even get outside. I'm more of a fan of all the wonderful nature that is out west and not very far from Vegas. However, yes, I went to Vegas to see U2 at the Sphere.
That's super cool. How was it?
It was definitely a top five show for me.
Oh, wow.
Because they played Achtung Baby in full.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, they of course played some songs from Joshua Tree. And yeah, it was just an amazing experience. Plus, okay, so I live in Atlanta, but I'm from Tennessee. And of course, there's the whole Vegas Elvis tie-in thing. But Priscilla Presley was there in person, in the flesh.
That's cool.
Wild. It just felt like, wow, of all the shows I could have gone to, they've had this residency at the Sphere going for a good long while now. And it's just crazy that the one that I go to is the one that Priscilla Presley is also at.
Yeah, that's super cool.
I just felt some sort of weird connection, you know? I don't know. It's silly. They also did a B.B. King song, so that was really cool. Yeah, the whole Memphis tie-in.
And how was the venue? Like, how were the visuals and everything?
The visuals were insane. Mm. So the Sphere is just this giant arena auditorium that is a sphere shape, and the whole like front side of the Sphere where you would be facing the band has these visuals that go all the way up to the very top and all the way across the sides. At the beginning of the show, well, before the show even started, just where you're waiting for things to start, I looked up and it looked like it was an open ceiling. But of course, it's not open ceiling. It's a sphere. It's closed at the top. But it looked open. And I didn't even think about this when it happened. But I could see a bird flying in. And I was like, whoa, look at that bird, you know? And then it wasn't until the end of the show when someone was like, that bird wasn't real. And I was like, oh my God, wait, you're right. There's no hole at the top. The bird was totally projected.
Were you sober?
I mean, not towards the end, but the beginning I was. And so I definitely thought the bird was real.
That's funny.
It was just wild. There was a part where the visuals were going down behind the stage and it looked kind of like the stage was moving. And I had to look at the ground because it started to make me feel very
sticky.
Yeah, wonky. It was amazing. Just amazing.
Nice.
Unmatched. So cool. Loved it. And U2 sounded perfect.
Well, good for them. Beautiful. They still got it. I like that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But so I did see one of our favorite bands from 2023 that put out a new album.
Oh, yeah?
Last night, Blonde Redhead.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah, they were here. Wow.
What
venue again?
It was so good.
Where was that?
That was at Terminal West. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It was great. They still got it too. And I love that new album. I had to pick up a copy at the show.
Nice. Yeah. Did they do a lot of old stuff or were they mostly focused on?
Yeah, they did. They did songs from Misery as a Butterfly.
Nice.
They did songs from 23. And then, of course, a bunch of the new stuff. But I think that's it. Those are the ones I knew for sure.
Did they have an opener?
They did. And I forget their name because I got there a little late.
Okay. Fair enough.
But yeah, I don't know. So it reminds me though, you know, sometimes we have talked about new things that we like and we haven't really done that in a while.
Oh yeah. Lots of the new artists, new stuff coming out. Old artists who haven't released new music in a long time. There's a lot happening.
Yeah. And I've already started my list for keeping track of the best things released in 2024 so that I can refer back to because there's some really great stuff that just came out.
Oh yeah. Let's talk about some of it.
Okay. Well, diving right away. This one you've mentioned recently as just learning, so new to you, but this is a song brand new from this person, and that is Jessica Pratt, and the song is Life Is. 'Cause I can feel my love is done it all around, and when you're falling off, keep both feet on the ground, 'cause it's easy. So this song was released on the 16th in February, and it's the first single off her new album called Here in the Pitch, which will be her fourth studio album. And again, this doesn't come out yet, but you can go ahead and pre-order it on Bandcamp, which I have already done. And, you know, in general, her albums are categorized as folk or maybe even freak folk, and her sound is usually quite bleak, just herself and an acoustic guitar, usually. Simple, beautiful music, quiet. But this time, there are drums, and it sounds very, to me, kind of like wall of sound, Phil Spector-ish, very 60s, psychedelic. It almost reminds me of a less noisy version of Cindy Lee, which I love. So that's a given that I'm going to love it. But yeah, I'm really excited to see what the rest of the album sounds like. I'm already super excited just from this first single release.
Oh man, and this like just came out within the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, brand spanking new.
Yeah, I like her a lot. I'm excited to hear what she's doing now, especially if we're bringing some beats into the mix. That's new.
Yeah, definitely. I still love it though. It's great.
Yeah.
I really can't wait to hear the rest of the album.
Do we know when that's coming out? Is that imminent?
Yeah. So that album will be released on May 3rd, 2024.
Okay. Yeah. That'll be pretty soon.
Yeah.
Exciting.
And I've already pre-ordered. You can pre-order, but not the cool limited edition Pond Scum color, unfortunately.
Always prepared.
Who have you been listening to lately?
Yeah. So this artist was introduced to me by my partner. He always has new music that he's sharing with me. And we are really, really digging this artist named Wayne Snow. Have you heard of Wayne Snow by any chance?
I have not.
Okay. I think you would dig him. He's super cool. It's hard to describe the sound, but he's got a little blurb on his bio that I just want to read quickly because I think it's a good description. There's an undeniable warmth to Wayne Snow's music, one that combines a contemporary take on the sun-kissed, soulful vibes of his homeland of Nigeria with neo-soul, alternative pop, soul-tronica, and jazz. And I love the term soul-tronica. That's like so perfect for this or like Afrofuturism. Really, really cool modern artist. He blossomed as an artist after relocating to Berlin in 2013, met some kindred spirits, started collaborating, and he released his first EP called Red Runner in 2014. And I want to play a little bit of that title track here. This is Red Runner. Yeah, just a great chill dance groove that drops in like halfway through on this one. Just really good lounge vibes, you know, just good happy lounge vibes, hang out. Really, really like his sound. His debut album, Freedom TV, came out in 2017. And this gained a lot of attention from some pretty big news outlets and names and music, including Giles Peterson. And the whole vibe on this album is so smooth and groovy. But I just want to kind of fast forward to his most recent project, Figurine, which is how we discovered this artist. And it was released in 2021 on French label Roche Musique. So I want to play just a couple of highlights for me on this album. And the first is the track FOM, which stands for Friend of Mine. It's your friend of mine.
Smooth.
Yeah, this song has the sickest instrumental interlude that hits, you know, about halfway through, and it just washes over you like a vat of warm butter with this killer guitar solo. It's such a vibe. Like, you should listen to it all the way through. It's so worth it for that interlude. And then
the album art is beautiful.
Isn't it? That orange, it's just so striking, right? It's gorgeous. Yeah. And his visuals, like all his videos are kind of on the same wavelength. Very, very simple color, a lot of movement. And I don't know. He's just got a really dope aesthetic and style.
Cool.
Another favorite that I want to hear a little bit of is called Nina.
Oh, I get some Unknown Mortal Orchestra vibes here.
Yeah, right? It's really, really dope. Just another chill jam that makes you want to move. It's so chill. He's got this lovely light falsetto that's just super soulful. And I don't know, man, it makes me ready for spring, for summer, you know, having a sangria, right? It's just giving like hangout party vibes, right?
I love it.
Yeah, he's really cool. So we're way into him recently in this household. So yeah, Wayne Snow, check him out.
Cool. Yeah, no, I'm excited to listen to more of his stuff. Very, very smooth sounding. And speaking of smooth, I think this one sort of fits in that whole vibe as well. Again, all of mine this time are new songs released by people who haven't had songs released in quite a while, it feels like, but are not new to me artists necessarily. This next one is a group that I just enjoy so much, and actually recently just revisited one of their older albums in full, just because I was just like, you know what, I miss this band, and I went back and I re-listened to them. And then, of course, wouldn't you know it, they just released a new single to mark their 20th anniversary, and it was their first music in 2 years, and that is a song called Common Blue by War Paint. Take my time, don't have to say why. Butterfly, can you see the colors?
Don't you love when that happens, when you just think of a band that you loved?
Yeah.
Like just in time to hear something new they've put out?
It was synchronicity for sure. I was like, what? No way. That's crazy. Yeah. So I went back and listened to, I think it was their debut album, and which I just love so much, and listened to the whole thing and truly enjoyed the experience. And then of course, yeah, I just saw they had a new album or a new song that just came out called Common Blue. And it's part of a 7-inch that will be released on March 22nd. And it's to mark their 20th anniversary of being in a band together. And you can find it streaming as well, but it's their first music in 2 years. It's groovy, earthy vibes, you know, common for them, war paint. And of course, it always includes their lovely, haunting, echoey harmonies. It's a feel-good tune, but there is this hint of sadness to it. But I love it so much, and I'm very excited that they've released this music, and I can't wait to hear more. I don't know if they're planning a full length. I'm super excited about this 7-inch for sure.
Yeah, I dig war paint. They've kind of fallen off my radar a bit too. So
yeah,
it's cool to hear they're coming back. This is giving good springtime vibes too.
Yeah, good springtime vibes, definitely.
Yeah, maybe like on a sunny day with just a little bit of rain, a hint of melancholy.
A hint of melancholy, yeah.
I like
it. That's definitely what I was feeling from it. Yeah, hope they do more soon.
Yeah. All right, so another artist I just sort of stumbled upon is Laurel Halo. Do you know this artist?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I've talked about Laurel Halo quite a lot.
Okay,
here before,
cool. Because I was like, who is this? Just popped up on some random Spotify mix I was listening to recently. So you know already then, she's an electronic producer and DJ and a founder of a record label called Awe. Yeah, born and raised in Ann Arbor. So like naturally influenced by a lot of Detroit techno, musique concrète, which we've talked about a bit in one of our music tech chats, a lot of film score and jazz influences. But I heard the song, and I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Dr. Echt. And I was like, what is this? What are these sounds? I love this. So dreamy, so psychedelic. Let's just listen to a bit of that. It's a vibe. It's only under 2 minutes, which is kind of a bummer, but it's a good under 2 minutes. This is from her 2013 sophomore album called Chance of Rain, which I really, really enjoyed. A year prior to that, she released her debut album called Quarantine, which was critically acclaimed, named Album of the Year by British music mag The Wire. So let's check out one of the tracks from that album. This one is MK Ultra. Hurricanes always
That one is a bit more out there and like rough and layered in a lot of really cool ways that I've noticed compared to her newer releases that I love so much.
Yeah. Yeah. They're quite different. I mean, this entire album is super trippy, like very ambient and imaginative, but like a little unsettling too, you know, because the layers are all stacked in unexpected ways and it's constantly shifting. And then you've got these like flat plodding vocals coming in occasionally. It's very, I saw the word extraterrestrial used somewhere and I was like, yeah, that about describes it. That's the vibe. But then there's some pieces in it that are just really pretty. It's like it all comes into focus and you have these really pleasant light moments. It's a fascinating album. It's hard to boil it down to just like a single description.
Yeah.
But like you said, she evolves quite a bit from project to project. So we're skipping a lot. Like she's got a handful of other releases. She's joined plenty of collaborative efforts, but I just want to mention quickly her fifth and most recent album, Atlas, which came out in 2023. Let's hear a bit of the track, You Burn Me. Yeah. So this record is notably more abstract and ambient. I mean, I think that's why I wanted to play a bit of this track, because any of the others, if you just kind of drop into the middle of it, there's no context. You won't know what's going on. It's just,
right.
Yeah, it's just all these like sweeping, morphing atmospheres that just kind of pull you along with it. It's just strangely moving, you know? And she's got like a lot of guests featured on this album, instrumentalists and vocalists, but it's like they all get stirred into this big sonic stew and it just eventually swirls and melts into the pot. You know what I mean? It's wild.
Yeah.
And the Pitchfork review, they describe it really well. It says, It feels like standing in the hallway between two different orchestras as they tune up. Atlas derives its power from the tension between broad expanses of formlessness and sudden eruptions of destabilizing beauty. I thought that was pretty on point.
Yeah, definitely on point, because this album, I love it and I enjoyed it, but because some of her older albums to me are my favorite, this one to me felt a little unsettling, and I definitely felt that tension that they described in that summary. But it's not to say I didn't enjoy it, but I didn't put it in my top list because it wasn't something that I could just easily listen to. But it's definitely a good one to have in her library. You know, I like that she does change and shift and mold herself into these different, or rather molds her sounds into these different works of art over time. My top two favorite albums by Laurel Halo are Dust, which came out in 2017 and has the best song called Moon Talk, which is very fun. And I've included it on some DJ mixes as well. But my favorite is Raw Silk Uncut Wood from 2018. And I've heard her describe it as her rainy day record. And I, to me, feel the same way. It's just such a comforting, warm, ambient album to listen to when you just need something peaceful. And it's beautiful. And it's a totally different direction from Dust. And I'm a huge fan of Laurel Halo, so I love that you chose this one.
No, I totally agree. I just think she's on a really cool, creative trajectory. And if you're an adventurous listener, you know, and like open-minded, there's going to be something in her discography for you, whether it's more of the pop electronic leaning stuff earlier on or this more experimental, ambient, symphonic stuff. There's going to be something you like, you know?
Yeah. Well, speaking of, again, a woman who gives you this sort of warm or just something for you, for every person almost. Well, not, I don't know if I want to go that far, but kind of. This next person was part of a group that we all adore and have adored since the 90s, Portishead. It is the dearest, most wonderful lady, Beth Gibbons. She has a new single out called
Stop It.
Floating on a Moment.
Oh my God. Floating on a moment.
Beth Gibbons is the singer of Portishead, and this is her first single off an upcoming release called Lives Outgrown, to be released later in 2024.
God, I love her so much. I feel like I could call out Beth Gibbons just seeing a silhouette of her walking. You know, the beginning of this video is just like her, the shape of her walking. And I'm like, yeah, that's the only person it could be who has such a distinctive voice and gait.
Definitely. Yeah. This upcoming album will be her, technically her second full length. She did do a project with Henrik Gorecki, Symphony No. 3, Symphony of Sorrowful Songs in 2019 with the Polish National Radio Symphony Orchestra. But she did do in 2002, Out of Season with Rustin Man. And so this is her, I guess I would call it her second solo album called Lives Outgrown. And then of course, the last time she recorded with Portishead was for the album Third in 2008. This, again, is her new single. It's called Floating on a Moment. And it's the same soulful, sorrowful sounding vocals we've grown accustomed to from Beth Gibbons. And okay, this is silly, but honestly, like when I hear her, she is the voice of womanhood to me. Does that make sense? Like if there was a goddess of femininity, it would be her voice. Her voice is it. I think it's because of the song Glory Box, where she says, give me a reason to be a woman, basically. And yeah, I don't know. I love her voice so much. And also in this song, you hear this electric guitar and dulcimer, and there's these sort of soft background elements that add to this sort of sad sound of longing in this song. And then towards the end, her voice is sort of followed by the vocals of a children's choir, and she sings, "All we have is here and now," and it's just a beautiful song. Pitchfork says, "Floating on a Moment is a heavy song with an unburdened spirit. Gibbons sings of the finality of death with a simplicity that could suit a children's book." I just thought that was a really great descriptor.
Okay.
And yeah, as same as all the rest that I've spoken about, this is such a beautiful song, and I can't wait to hear the full album.
Yeah, me too. I've missed her.
Yeah, me too. She's so good. That's it. That's all I have.
Okay. So a third artist I've been super stoked about recently is R&B singer and songwriter extraordinaire Money Long. So I am loving the fact that this talented woman who's been in the game for a very long time is finally getting her time to shine in the spotlight. And her story is just so cool. She started out on YouTube, literally singing the dictionary. But yeah, Money Long is already a successful music industry veteran under her birth name, Priscilla Renee Hamilton. She released a debut album with Capitol Records in 2009 called Jukebox, and then spent the next decade and into the present, really, just writing big hits for other major artists such as like Rihanna, Fifth Harmony, Ariana Grande, Kelly Clarkson, Selena Gomez. I mean, it just goes on and on. And that's just a small portion of the list. Her credits run deep. It's crazy. In 2017, she even released an African-American country album called Colored. And in 2019, she rebranded herself with the name Money Long, still releasing music and writing for other artists. And in July 2021, she released an EP called Nobody Knows. And I just have to play a bit of my favorite song here from that project called Just Beginning.
I was just beginning to love you. I was just beginning to trust you.
And I think part of her charm is the hook on this is just, it's just so pretty. It's beautiful and it resolves. It's so satisfying when she gets to the end of that hook, like the arrangement of it and her voice, impeccable. And I think part of her charm is how she's really bringing back that pure, vulnerable late 90s, early 2000s R&B feel. And her voice is just stunning and clear. And of course, she's already proven her songwriting chops time and time again. And it really, all the elements come together in the song. It's just really pretty. Then in November 2021, she released an EP called Public Displays of Affection. And here's one of its breakout hits, Time Machine.
I just have one more wish. I go back and do it all over again. Wish I had a time machine. Baby, if I had a time machine, I would hop inside my time machine.
Yeah, this song is super catchy. Her voice sounds so dope here. She reminds me of Coco from SWV. Like,
oh yeah,
this is that good a singer, right? She sounds like Coco. This song blew up on TikTok as well, with people sharing cringy moments or bad fashion choices from the past with this playing in the background, which is really cute. In 2022, she signed with Def Jam, and that September, she released a full-length album version of Public Displays of Affection, expanding from 8 to 18 tracks. She probably just has vaults and vaults worth of hit records ready to go, you know, as much songwriting as she's done over the years. So that was a fun surprise. Fast forwarding a bit, in September of 2023, she released a new single called Made for Me, and this has to be her greatest single yet.
That is some classic R&B jams already, I can tell. It even has that little, jingle.
Like the from Usher's This Is My Confessions. Or kind of
Destiny's Child, Say My Name, has the same sound. Yeah.
Yeah, it's 2000s R&B perfection right there. And you landed right on the big, what do they call it? The killing part of the song, where she sings Twin, Where Have You Been, going right into the hook. It's just... that's when you're just ready to like grab your brush microphone and sing along with her for that big hook. It's so classic, so catchy, very fresh, but that straight up R&B sound that's so timeless, and people are ready. I just don't feel like we've had a lot of that in the last few years, but we have Money Long and other artists kind of coming out and going back to basics with that pure R&B sound. This one also went viral on TikTok and has hit number 28 on the Billboard Hot 100, hit number 1 on R&B digital song sales charts. She was nominated for 3 Grammys last year, and she won one. She won one for best R&B performance for the song Hours and Hours. So like, I've skipped a lot. She's been in the game for a minute. I couldn't begin to cover all of that ground, but I'm just so happy that this seems to really be her time. And if this single is any indication, her upcoming album is going to be a monster.
Yeah. Just going back to what you said, I don't think there's been a ton of that sort of R&B slow jams thing out lately. I mean, there has been, but at the same time, I feel like the new stuff we've gotten is blowing up because people are ready for it, like Ari Lennox or Summer Walker, you know, this just adding to that. And that's exciting. I really enjoy those R&B.
Oh yeah, I'm ready for that
singers.
Renaissance. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be dope. On a side note though, she's so beautiful. Doesn't she remind you of a young Patti LaBelle?
Yeah. Oh, I can right? see that for sure. Yeah.
I can't unsee it. She's so pretty. She's just stunning. I love her. But yeah, those are just a handful of the artists I'm stoked about these days. Do you have someone else to share?
No, that was it. Just my three new songs that I wanted to share.
It's pretty solid though.
Yeah. I mean, I really can't wait to hear full albums from these folks and explore the full albums that you've shared too.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a good year. Had some good announcements and a lot of things that were gestated during COVID, I think, you know?
Yeah.
People were doing a lot of soul searching and a lot of experimenting, just a lot of really interesting projects that are happening this year that don't feel as, I don't know, mechanical or perfunctory as some studio artists may have started to feel. It's like you kind of had to get into this place where it had to get raw again. And we're seeing the fruits of that now. So yeah, 2024 is going to be great. We'll have to do this again. I'm sure there'll be some more fun artists and singles that we'll stumble upon.
I'm sure. And I can't wait for it. And I feel like we've talked about this before where we want to hear more of that raw sound, not the, you know, mechanical AI robot.
Oh God. Look, that's coming too.
No inauthentic stuff.
Well, I have my homework. I'm excited to listen to the things you shared.
Yeah, me too. I need to check out more of these folks, especially Wayne Snow. I'm very interested in listening to more of what Wayne Snow has going on.
Yeah. What's your next show then on your roster? I know you've always got things planned out months in advance. You're so organized.
I do. I have a spreadsheet.
You have a spreadsheet.
I don't know. Let's see what's next. Oh, Andre 3000.
Oh, right. I can't wait to hear about that.
And Andre 3000 has just been added to the Big Ears lineup, although tickets are individual by purchase again. So I will have to buy more tickets again for Andre 3000 if I want to see him again. So we'll see how that goes this week.
All right. Very cool. Well, we have to debrief on that one because I'm very curious to hear about this improvisational flute show he's got going on.
Yeah, I'm happy to share. I'm excited to share. Yeah. I can't wait to see.
All right.
I don't know what to expect. I'm just very excited.
Yeah, just you have to go on with an open mind. Never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to close up now.
Yeah.
It's time to go home. Yeah, man. Let's do it. All right.
Okay, cool. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Record Store Society is hosted by Natalie White and Tara Davies. If you'd like to contact the show, visit our website at recordstoresociety.com. Or you can find us on all your favorite social media sites with the handle at Record Store Society.